world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows. They wish they could, but they just don't have the cojones, huh? They just ain't got it. So we got it, and, you know, and we'll keep on having it.
Yeah, we got it, man. We'll give it to you, too.
We've got it, and we'll give it to you, yeah. Well, it's not a disease.
No, but we got it. They can have it if they want, but they don't have to have it.
Yeah, we got it, but you don't have to have it. Why don't you guys just let me do this? In any event, our number is 877. We got it, but we'll give it to you. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL is the number, and online at philhenryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you are opened up to yet another level of the Phil Henry Show with our video casts, with our uncensored rants. We just put Chris Puté up on demand. Chris Puté's, what does he call his show? Chris Puté's Unbelievably Soft Hits, something like that. So if you miss Chris Puté, I think in this episode he is shot and killed by police who enter the studio at the end because he held his screener hostage for screwing up something in his love song dedication. So check out Chris Puté there on our website. 877-876-PHIL. Bringing on now Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. We want to talk to them because we have alluded a little bit to it. We want to talk to them about Proposition 8 being overturned here in the state of California. Bobby, how you doing?
Phil, I'm a lot better. I had a very difficult day.
Well, I'd like to hear about that. And Steve, how are you?
I'm a lot better too.
What happened?
Well, I want you and I want your listeners, Phil, to understand that I'm doing fine. I'm doing very, very well. So I don't want to scare anyone because the news that I have to impart to you, Phil, is a little troubling.
Okay.
Phil, I was raped today.
Good God.
And I want to thank a young man who came to my defense. And he was a young gay man, and I knew this because he was with his partner. He came, both of them were getting into a parked car. I was getting into my car and literally grabbed a hold of the man who had been attacking me and tried to hold him along with the other gentleman that he was with. But this man got away.
So, Bobby, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I want people to know, first of all, you've really got to be aware. And second of all, thank God this young man was there to help me.
And he was gay, Mr. Henry, and I.
Well, I mean, anybody can. I mean, heroes come in all shapes and sizes, all genders, all orientations.
No question about that, sir.
Absolutely, Phil. And if someone had to be raped today, I'm glad it was me. I'm serious, because this young man, on this day that Proposition 8 was declared unconstitutional, this young man, a gay man, and his partner, came to my rescue.
Bobby, I have you been to the doctor?
Well, I want to tell you something.
Okay.
I'm only kidding about all of that.
Yeah.
You're only kidding about... What are you kidding about?
I wasn't raped.
No, she wasn't raped.
Why would you say that to me?
Because I'm making a point, Phil, and I want you to listen to the point that I'm making.
And you were not raped.
No, I was not raped.
No, she wasn't in a parking garage, right?
No.
You just came on my program. Do you know that the people that you frightened with that statement?
Oh, Phil, I didn't frighten anyone. I didn't tell them where I was, and I didn't...
Frighten who?
Frighten? It's just a piece of fright. It's a frightening word, for God's sake. When you said that, Bobby, I was scared for you. I've had an emotional reaction. I had a physical reaction, almost.
Well, that's between you and your creator, Phil.
Between my... What does that mean, me and my creator?
It's between you and your creator. It's between you and your God.
Whatever God you worship.
What has that got to do? I don't understand that comment at all. You said to me, I was raped today.
I remember what I said, Phil.
Okay, and I had a reaction to that. I had a visceral reaction to that. I felt angry. I felt terribly sad for you.
And I appreciate that, Phil.
Well, if I did, I know for a fact my listeners did, too.
And I appreciate that. I do. I truly do. I don't think it was wasted energy, because what I did was I got you to recognize that gay people can be heroes, too.
Right.
You didn't get me to recognize anything. First of all, you know...
Yes, I did, Phil. Yes, I did.
And no, you did not. No, you didn't.
Well, again, Mr. Ernest, like Bobby said, that's something between you and your creator.
What is that? I don't understand what it said. That's between me and my creator. Like, this is a moral choice I'm making?
In a lot of ways, it is, Phil, yeah.
No, there's no moral choice. You said to me, and I'm still outraged, I was raped today. And I'm like, my God.
Phil, you don't have to beat it into the ground, all right? Try to get more mileage out of it. I already know what I said. And
I am going to play this back for myself in my own mind. I'm playing it back in the minds of my listeners so they can understand what you said. You were raped today, and two gay men came to your rescue, and now you tell me the whole thing is horse dung.
No, that's just it. No, it's not horse dung.
It's not, as you call it, horse dung, because what I was doing was I was saying, look how we can all be heroes, even gay people. On this day, that Proposition 8 has been overturned.
Why not bring up something that actually happened? You know?
Like what?
Like some real thing that happened.
Well, Mr. Ernest, people are not going to get their attention.
I'll do it. I've got it, Steve. Phil, I did it the way I did it to grab your attention, as Steve just indicated, and to grab the attention of your listeners. I have been listening to your program tonight. I think you're a wonderful broadcaster, Phil. I think I was going to be in trouble if I came on your program if I didn't grab the attention of your listeners.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, whatever you think, Ms. Dooley.
Oh, well, don't be a child, Phil.
No, you know, don't give me this horse crap about how, well, I had to do something dramatic because you were laying such an egg tonight. You know?
Well, I'm just telling you my opinion.
Come on, everybody. I'm not saying laying an egg.
Well, that's exactly what she's saying. So what she did was, in order to get the attention of the audience that I've been blowing off here by laying this egg tonight, she comes on here and she says, hi, Phil. Oh, it's been a tough day. I was raped today.
That's right, yes.
That is, you know what that is? That is an assault on...
Oh, no, don't you dare do that.
No, no, you're not going to go there, Mr. Henry.
No, that's an assault on any woman that actually has been attacked.
How dare you? How dare you say...
Well, what's wrong with me saying that?
Because I didn't do anything other than grab the audience by the throat and shake them awake and say, look at me. Look at me. I'm Bobby Dooley, and I have something to say to you. Now, Phil, you've known me for a long time. Have you ever known me not to come on the air and grab the audience and slap them awake?
You are a controversial guest, yes.
That's what I needed to do. I needed to get on this radio show tonight, take your audience by its collective collar, if you will, and slap them really until they started to cry.
And I had to get some kind of attention, too.
Well, Ms. Dooley, I will tell you this. I think that what you've probably done is you've damaged my audience this way. You've probably got people out there now who are never going to believe a thing I say ever again.
Well, what makes you think that's important? The important part...
Well, let me make that decision, okay? You know...
But the important part, Phil, is that they are compelled to listen. And
I'll be the decider as to what makes them compelled to listen and what doesn't. And I don't need you coming on my show and saying, boy, what a rough day today, Phil. I was raped. And then saying, oh, well, I'm only kidding.
Mr. Ernest, I got the case to go, oh, well, I'm only kidding.
Well, whatever she said, you know.
Well, she said, I want to tell you something, Mr. Ernest, I'm only kidding.
That's what I said, yeah.
All right, so, fine. That's what you said. I want to tell you something, Phil, I'm only kidding. The fact of the matter is, that's nothing to kid about.
Well, I knew you'd say that. Did you say that? We knew you'd say that. That's nothing to kid about. Phil, we are here to make the point that the overruling, that the ruling as unconstitutional Proposition 8 is a great thing for the state of California. two gay men saved me from being raped today, even though it never happened. Now, what does that mean? I'll tell you. It means that I had your audience believing that I was saved from a violent act today by two brave gay men.
And now we know it didn't happen.
Well, yes, it did. It happened in the minds of your listeners, and really in my mind, for those minutes that it did happen. I believed it.
Yeah, I did too.
I really believed what I was saying, even though I knew I was making it up.
And what point is this now? Where are we at now, Bobby, that we're deluding ourselves? That we have to fool ourselves?
No, I'm saying, you're not listening to me. I'm saying that I did a positive thing, even if it was only for 3 minutes.
All right, we'll take a break here. That's just about the most unbelievable thing that's ever happened on my show, what she just did, coming on this program, saying what she said, and then saying, I'm only kidding, and at least I had people believing, and this is all to celebrate Prop 8 being ruled unconstitutional. Can't you come on this show and do something that is a little less shocking? And it doesn't take the audience on this emotional roller coaster. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
What are you telling me now, Bobby? Welcome back. World famous Phil Hendry Show here, 877-876-PHIL. What are you telling me now?
I'm telling you, Phil, that I was raped.
Are you kidding me now, or are you telling me the truth?
No, she's telling the truth.
You're telling me the truth now.
I am telling you the truth, yes.
Then why did you say you were kidding?
Mr. Henry, my wife was raped. I'd appreciate it if you would not.
Why did you say you were kidding, Bobby?
I was very ashamed.
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Go ahead, Bobby.
I'm only kidding. All right.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to hang up on you. I don't like what you're doing.
We are making... Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
No, I've held on long enough. I'm going to hang up on you. I don't like what you're doing. Do you understand?
Mr. Henry, there's a point to this. We are giving you moments, we're giving you envelopes of believability.
What does that mean?
We are giving you an envelope of believability by coming back and forcing you into the reality that a gay man helped me. We are giving you that envelope of believability.
That's the second time you've told me you were raped and you were just kidding. Let me go over here to Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah, on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I just thought I would mention that what she's talking about is something really serious, and it doesn't bring to anybody's attention that gay people are good or bad. Incredible acts, because somebody who is straight could have been the one who rescued you.
Can I ask you, Sarah, if you're on a speakerphone, Sarah, could you get off the speakerphone and use a handset? Is that possible?
I don't have one, actually.
Okay, dear. That's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're fine. Go ahead.
Well, I want to say something, Phil.
No, let's listen to Sarah first.
The thing is, Sarah,
gay people saved me, though. Gay people saved me.
No, they did not. You're in this delusional kind of world that you want to bring to people's attention that gay people are good. But the thing is that...
Are you saying that they're not? Are you saying they're not?
No, but you're trying to bring to people's attention that they are good by bringing up this unbelievable act that you went through that nobody should ever go through, and people that have gone through that, I think, are really offended by you pretending that it happened to you. And I'm pretty sure there are women out there and men who have been raped, because men are raped too, that...
Men are only raped in jail. They only get raped in jail.
So? So what?
Well, I want to say, lady, ma'am, when you said it was unbelievable, you believed it, though, didn't you? Steve Dooley, but...
Well, I was I feel sorry for her that she went through a disgusting act.
Exactly. Exactly. But, there you go. That's my point.
No, but as soon as you suggested or brought to everybody's attention that it did not happen, I felt really sorry for you in the terms that you had to bring up something that is so personal and so devastating to people who actually go through that act, that you are basically slamming rape in their face and saying, hey, you went through rape, no big deal for you.
Well, look, let's bring this back to the planet Earth a little bit, because what I did was I had you feeling
Earth,
for me.
There's one who is going out of the outside of the Earth into outer space.
No, I'm in the Earth. You were outside of the orbit of the Earth. I'm in it. I'm in, not in the Earth, but...
What?
Wow.
What are you saying?
What do you mean, wow? If I may say, Phil...
Go ahead. We didn't know what you meant by outside of the Earth.
No, she said that I was beyond the orbit of the Earth.
Right.
No,
well,
I did not.
Well, you said that she was going out of the Earth.
That if she is the one who's telling me that I'm outside the Earth, it would actually be the reverse, that I am actually on the Earth, and she is the one who's out in outer space,
well,
because she's bringing up something that people are really touched and destroyed with in these kind of things. And it doesn't change my opinion on gays. I think some gays are great and some gays are mean. And just like straight people, some straight people are great and some straight people are mean. I mean,
I have to ask, are you cleaning a fish tank? Because it sounds almost as if there's...
Let us handle the audio part, Bobby.
All right. What I did say was, first of all, I didn't come out of the Earth because we all live on the Earth. So either we leave the surface of the Earth or we don't. To say that I came out of it is to say that I live under, that I'm from the underworld.
If you say the underworld, that's hell.
Okay.
Look, can we get off this discussion of Earth? You brought this up, Bobby. And
no, she is the one that mischaracterized it.
No, she did not. No, she did not. She was saying, essentially, your point of view is from outer space. You said you wanted to get back to Earth.
Yes. And what I'm saying is this, Sarah. When I said, didn't I sound believable? Yes, I did. Didn't you feel for me? Yes, you did.
You know why?
And when I told you, hold on. When I told you that two young gay men saved me, you felt pride?
And then when you said you were kidding, we all felt like we'd been just used, like we'd been lied to, like we're a bunch of just idiots who have been used by you and your husband.
To make a point about gay people being equal? Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Henry, that I manipulated you into thinking gay people are good.
Actually, what happened was is when you said two gay people saved you, I was happy that people saved you. Because I don't differentiate between gays and straight. And that's the problem with this world.
You have to work on that. You've got to work on that.
You don't know the difference between gay and straight? Wow.
Why should
gay men have sex with each other? Straight men don't. You don't know that.
Yeah, of course she knows that. She's saying that she's...
Well, Mr. Henry, if you keep coming to the defense of this girl, I'm never going to get anything out of her.
Okay, what we're going to do here is take a break. Sarah, you've done a great job. I appreciate your call very much, Sarah. I do, and we do need to break. Thank you very much. 877-876-7445 is the number here. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. You came on the program, and the two of you don't seem to understand. It's a very shocking thing when someone comes on a radio show.
Well, is it not shocking, Phil, if it was a woman that you love saying it to you across the breakfast table? Would that not be shocking?
That would be terribly, terribly shocking. But when you share that kind of thing with potentially millions of people and you're not serious, and then you're trying to tell me you did it for a good cause.
Absolute good cause, man, Mr. Henry, to tell you the gay men, they came and saved her. And I'm grateful for that because my wife, you know.
Well, I wasn't in danger.
She was not in danger. But I was thinking if she'd been in danger, I thank God the gays came to save her.
And this is what you guys call celebrating the passage, the overturning of Proposition 8.
Now, this is what we call a very good defense of equality for all people and a talk show host who's decided to take it and rub it in the dirt, almost as if it was a sandwich that I had ordered, and you go outside to the parking lot, and you run the edge of the sandwich on asphalt. Okay?
Okay, sure. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with Bobby and Steve Dooley in a moment.
Phil Hendry. Get it?
Okay.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, your effort to boost the image of gay people today by coming on this program after the overturning of Prop 8 and saying you were raped and a gay couple came to your assistance, I think has been a wrong move. You were kidding. You said you were kidding. Do you understand that when you say you're kidding about something, you trivialize it?
So I think, as a woman, I understand a little bit better than you. When I said I was raped today, I'm only kidding, I was talking about it the way I would feel about it. And I'm not trying to trivialize what other women have been through, but I know myself. And I would have been, if it happens to me, I know I'll be tough. I think I'll be a lot tougher.
Yeah, I think my wife would be a lot tougher than a lot of women.
So I would be able to withstand it psychologically.
Really? Has it ever happened to you, really?
It has not, Phil, because fortunately I'm... Again, I don't want to appear as if I'm judging, but I'm a little smarter with where I park my car and this kind of thing.
So you were mentally tough. And when you said I was raped, I'm only kidding... That's kind of how your brain deals with that.
My wife's pretty tough.
I'll do it, Steve. Yes. Now, for the women that I fight, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to take you almost as if I'm grabbing the back of your head and shoving your face into some reality. Okay? And remember, it was a gay couple that saved me. They were not. It didn't happen. You're right. But remember, it was a gay couple that saved me.
It didn't happen, but I should remember it was a gay couple that saved you. Therefore, in your imagination, a gay couple saved you, therefore...
Well, therefore, gay people are brave, too.
Are you saying they're not?
No, I'm not saying that they're not, but I don't need your story to reinforce that because it didn't happen. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Eric. Eric, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, Bobby. Steve, my personal feeling about this is that you're trying to use a lie to perpetuate what you believe to be true. Now, the moment you use a lie to tell a story, you lose all credibility, not just with the people you're telling the lie to, but anyone that hears that lie. You've lost all credibility with me.
So in other words, gay people are not brave. Gay people are not brave?
You have to be so melodramatic.
Well, no, I'm just asking you, if I lost credibility, you're saying that gay people aren't brave then.
Through your telling of the story, I would believe not, because you're telling a lie.
That doesn't make any sense.
I've seen plenty of gay males. Females?
Are you gay, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm straight.
Are you gay, sir?
I am straight.
Look, all right, so you know that they're brave. And what I said, if they're brave, then what I said is essentially true.
What do you mean, if they're brave, what you said is essentially true?
But just what I said. I don't, you know. Excuse me, I don't stutter like my boys would.
You're hypothesizing here. You're hypothesizing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have proof to back up your hypothesis? Let's look at it scientifically. What's your experiment?
But we know that proof of what? That gay people are brave? Yes, I do have proof.
Was your experiment?
I do have proof that gay people are brave. Yes.
Okay, but we know that your proof is...
Tell their story. Don't tell a fictional story. You lose
credibility. But I am. But I am telling their story. Yes, I am.
You're telling a fictional story where you hypothetically get raped. and hypothetically
have,
are saved by
no,
two gay men.
I would bet you $1,000 the story I've just told has happened.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as, that's not, help me out here, Eric. That is not.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get help from the caller, huh?
Conviction.
You have to get help from the caller.
Oh, why is that funny? I mean.
Go ahead. Let's see.
I was just going to say, why is that funny, Ms. Dooley?
You have to get help from the caller because you're.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do know what I'm talking about. If you're saying that it proves that it's happened because you'll bet $1,000 on it, that doesn't prove anything.
You want to bet against it?
Yeah, do you want to bet against it?
Want to bet against it?
Do you want to bet against it?
All right. So
I think I heard you guys the first time.
In that case, hypothetically, if I were to state that I'll bet $1,000 that my cat can sing the ABCs, that makes it proof.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, I want a piece of that.
You want proof of that?
Okay. Well, this is ridiculous. There's no proof. You can't prove anything with a bet. You can't prove anything with a...
Exactly,
you can put
exactly.
some money down, but there's no way, Bobby. I mean...
Yes, I can prove it. If you're asking me, have gay men interceded in the rape of a straight woman and saved her, I guarantee you I'll go to the archives of a newspaper, any major newspaper in America, and I'll find a story.
Then call...
But you won't find a story, but you won't find a story about cats saying ABC.
Jesus.
Call and exalt about those cases where that has occurred.
Exactly.
Don't
That's
throw
a great
in
point.
A hypothetical situation that offends. Not
but I had
myself,
to put myself in it. I had to
rape survivor out there.
Mm-hmm.
The rape survivors mm-hmm. are offended
right.
by your.
I don't know. Are you gay, sir?
Casual.
He's already said no. He isn't.
You're sure?
Yes, he's sure.
I'm 100% sure.
Eric, thank you very much.
But you want me to go through all those newspaper clippings when all I had to do was say I was raped today,
but
and you believed it.
But it was a lie.
You would have believed if I hadn't have said I was kidding.
You know, Bobby, I don't understand your point, though.
He would have believed it if I hadn't said I was kidding.
I told Bobby not to say he's kidding.
If I found out that you had taken my audience on a joyride for a full hour with a story that never happened, I would not only never have you on the show again, I would find out if I could have you criminally prosecuted.
For what?
I don't know for what.
Yeah. If we're not causing a public emergency, then you can't do it.
I bet you you're causing some kind of an emergency.
What emergency? Excuse me. What city was I in? What area? What neighborhood? What police agency was inconvenient? You know, Phil, you're way out of your league.
Yeah, you're in the deep end of the pool.
Oh, get out of here, the deep end of the pool. Eric, thanks very much for your call, sir. I appreciate that very much. 877-876-PHIL. I'm in the deep end of the pool, huh? Let me tell you something. I know the law.
But if you know the law, then you know that there's no law has been broken.
We made a point about Bobby on account of she'd been raped, a gay man saved her.
Well, it was two gay men.
It wasn't any gay man because it never happened.
If it had, though.
If Phil, what we're saying, if it did happen, that's how it would have happened.
Oh, I see. So now what you're telling me is if it did happen, you're sure that it would have happened that way. And that's where we get further and further away from the actual concrete reality of the situation. Brian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
How you doing?
Yeah, let's go, man.
I'm sorry.
We're burning daylight.
I'm sorry, man. How you doing? I really want to know what kind of fantasy world that lady is coming from, where she
is this the caller that I'm supposed to talk to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you? Where were
really
you?
Want to know?
Excuse me. Where were you,
lady? You need
the
to
man was away.
I got a
he was away from the
you,
phone.
Okay?
My wife asked you where you were. Were you sitting on a toilet?
You are
sitting
making
on a toilet?
Absolutely no sense at all. You're talking about this guy having to ask
the
caller.
Playing with it.
Okay,
listen
if you two
me,
guys
lady.
Won't be the man. Hold on. Because they're not listening to you, man. You have to shut up and let him talk.
I asked him where he was.
You are making
He's
absolutely
on the phone
no sense,
now.
Lady. You're talking about this guy having to ask customers for cents, and you have your husband with a stuttering problem on the phone, and you're making up stories about being raped. Do you have any idea about how freaking ridiculous you sound?
Do you know how stupid you sounded when you weren't on the phone, when they asked you to be?
You know,
that's
that,
yeah, you're in the
you
refrigerator.
Know,
you're raiding the refrigerator?
No, I was actually on the couch smoking a cigarette waiting.
What an
I wasn't
idiot.
Sure.
What an idiot.
Hey.
Lady, you have absolutely no credible source of information. You have to make up a story. Are you kidding me? About being raped and some sort of gay Superman coming out of the sky and saving you? What kind of fantasy? You're talking about being on Earth? You're not even thinking straight, lady. Are you crazy?
You're the one that smoked cigarettes, not me. How stupid is that? And another thing, at least I know that when I'm on the phone and I'm waiting to talk to someone, I have the good courtesy to stay on the phone.
Yeah, you're probably thinking about making up stories about being raped or something to get more attention. You are ridiculous, lady. I can't believe
you. No, I'm not ridiculous. What's ridiculous is for you to sit there, smoke endless amounts of cigarettes until your breath reeks and your lungs are rotted out.
I'm smoking endless amounts.
What's that got to do with anything? That's got nothing to do with
anything. Nothing to do with gay people or anything. Your whole entire argument is ridiculous.
All right. Can I ask you a question? Are you gay?
I am not gay. I'm straight. I have a wife and a kid on the way.
You put the cigarettes down, man. God, the guy's smoking.
Forget about whether the guy smokes. It's got nothing to do with it.
It has absolutely nothing to do with gay people.
I said I was raped because people like you are never going to believe that gay people are brave. Unless I can
talk
something.
My best friend is gay, lady. My best friend is gay. I've known him for 8 years.
Well, what does that tell you?
That doesn't tell me anything.
Mean?
There's horrible people, whether you're black or you're gay or you're white. It doesn't matter. There's horrible people all over the world. And you live in this fantasy world. You have to make up stories about being raped. You don't even have any idea what reality is
Did
like.
Did you know that your friend is gay? Your friend is gay, and I had to make up a story to convince you that gays are brave. That's what's sad.
You don't have to convince me anything,
lady. Gay about it. What's that tell you?
Hey, Mr. Dooley, would you be quiet with the what's that tell you?
Well, I mean, the guy's best friend's gay.
That doesn't mean he's gay, all right? We've already established that. Number two, Ms. Dooley, what is your point that if this man, if he's got a best friend, don't you think he knows his friend?
Oh, I'll bet he knows him.
You know, you two really ought to grow up. If you want to be on this show to talk about gay people and the strides that gay people and how brave they are, and then you turn around with, oh, I'll bet he's gay, all your little innuendo.
I'm 22 years old, lady, and you sound absolutely ridiculous to me. I can't believe it.
Well, then why don't you listen to an educated woman tell you something? I've been around a while. When I said that I was raped and that two gay men came to my rescue, I was making the point that I'm strong and that I'm a woman and I'm strong and there are gay men that are strong.
And that has absolutely nothing with the proposition that you're... That has absolutely nothing with anything. You shouldn't... You just shouldn't do that. Maybe something traumatic like that needs to happen to you because you have absolutely no sense of reality or sympathy for any for people who have had something like that happen.
I think that's the point here. Yeah. That's the point. And when you say that that happened to you, Bobby, and it didn't happen to you...
So you don't think I'm strong because I went through that?
You didn't go through that.
You didn't, and I don't think you're strong because you wouldn't be on the radio making up stories about it.
I know myself well enough to know that were I attacked by a rapist, believe me, he'd go to a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Boy.
Whatever,
wow.
Lady. Whatever.
You know something? Some people have confidence. I do.
Yeah,
where did
does.
You grow up, lady? Mars?
You mean the planet Mars?
Yeah.
Oh,
where
my
did
God.
You grow up? Seriously, I mean.
I grew up in Southern California.
Yeah, you're gonna say she's nuts because she's a fruit and a nut.
You think I'm fruits and nuts?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely crazy. I really do. I mean, you are crazy.
That's what I think of you.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Brian. I think you did. You may not think that you went a long way toward finding some truth, but you did. I appreciate that. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley here about that. Obviously, we know, and I am, Bobby, I support I'm happy, for the ruling that makes Proposition 8 unconstitutional. I always felt that it was. I'm happy for gay people in California. I hope it spreads across the country. And we didn't need you coming on here and stinking it up with a lie.
It was not a lie, Phil.
It was Mr. Henry here was a, she told us a story.
It was a story. You ever heard of Aesop's Fables?
Are you trying to tell me now this was some kind of a fable, huh?
Yes, sir. What about the moral of the story?
Did you ever hear about Aesop? Do you know who he was?
Yes, ma'am. I do know who Aesop was.
All right. And then he had the moral of the story.
All right. Hold on. Yeah, he had the moral of the story, man. You came on this show, Ms. Dooley, and you were trying to get people to believe you were telling the truth. 877-876-PHIL is the number. What an outrageous hour. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here as part of sort of commenting on Prop 8 being ruled unconstitutional. She came on the show tonight and said she'd been raped and was saved by two gay men, and then she said, I'm only kidding. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Grow up, Mr. Hendry.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And don't forget, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, next hour, our news and information hour. If you want to join us on Twitter, I'm over at Twitter at RealPhilHendry. That's twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. And if you want to join us at Facebook, my personal Facebook page is facebook.com/PhilHendry. Or you can like our fan page, which is facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS, because that's what we do with the F. We turn it to a PH, and it's really silly. All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us here. Probably not a very good time to bring those things up because of, I believe, with the commentary this evening, Ms. Dooley, you using a canard saying you were raped when, in fact, you weren't to glorify the strength and the bravery of gay people. I think it was absolutely wrong, absolutely inappropriate, and you've heard the reaction of my audience.
And Phil, you coming on your program just now and saying, ooh, follow me on Twitter, ooh.
Yeah?
Go to Facebook.
Yeah, go to Facebook. That is trivial, and you trivialized my rape. And
you weren't raped, Ms. Dooley. Don't keep saying that you were.
Then don't keep going all about, hey, go to Phil Hendry Fans.
And plus, Mr. Henry, when you said, go to Phil Hendry Fans, you're going, go to Phil Hendry King. You sounded effeminate.
And not in a way, Mr. Henry, we would say you're strong. It was an effeminism.
You know, the two of you, in between you butchering the English language and coming up with the most contrived and asinine points of view on my opinion, I don't know whether to laugh or cry listening to you.
That sounds like something you'd say.
Yeah, it sounds like something you'd say.
Well, whatever that means, you know.
It means exactly what we said.
Yes.
I mean, sorry. Yeah.
877-876-PHIL is a number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And, no comment. Let me go to a phone call here. We have Brian. Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Ben, actually.
I'm sorry, Ben. Go ahead, man.
I just wanted to say, I think it's a travesty that she's coming onto the show and
mm-hmm.
saying this.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
of my, my son's mm-hmm. mother, my fiance, mm-hmm. and my biological mother have all been victims of rape. And, mm-hmm. I think it's awful, an awful
who
way
did it?
To make
who did it?
Whatever.
Would you let the man finish? Let him finish.
I just want to know who did it. And I think she's offended mm-hmm. a whole lot of people out there, me included, who actually felt sorry for her and, whatever
See,
she had to
that's
say
the was point.
Absolutely negated by
that
coming
is,
out.
That is
like
the that. Point. You felt sorry for me, and then your prejudice did not allow you to. And that's what we need to work on.
You need to work on that.
What does he
You're
need to work on?
Despicable people I've ever heard in my life. You know, I cannot believe you would make light of something like that. It's just
no. You said that you did you not say that you felt sorry for me, and then because of your prejudice,
yes,
and
you until
didn't?
I found out no. you were lying.
You mentioned that you said every woman you know has been raped. Is that sir?
No, I said very important women in my life. My mother, my fiance, and my son's mother all have been victims of rape, and it's extremely affected their lives and their quality of life, and mine included.
Let's play a game. Who did it?
What do you mean, let's play?
Who did it?
What are you talking about? It's just three different people I'm talking about. Who did what? Who raped him?
Who committed the rapes? Yeah.
Who did it?
What the hell does that have to do with?
Well, what are you talking about?
Let's play a game. Who did it?
Because no, we're not playing any game.
Emotions and with people's well-being, and I think that's just very sad. You know, there were people that.
Listen, Ben.
You know, there's people that.
I came on this program because Mr. Henry was laying an egg. Okay. Do you know that show business term, laying an egg?
It doesn't matter if you think I was laying an egg or not.
We're trying to bail you out.
Lady, what can be said to you to make you under... I don't think there is anything that can be said to you, and I agree with the guy that was on before that maybe something like this does need to happen to you for you to have any emotion.
How dare you? How dare you say that? It did happen to me today. It happened to me today.
But you were only kidding.
Yes.
And you... and
all right, Ben, we got... Ben, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. News and Information Hour.
Phil Hendry.